Any of you here musicians? I see people putting their hands behind their head. We're done with that contest. We're okay. Any of you here musicians? Great. And classically, it's funny, the whole team is all musicians. So we've done a ton of stuff in Windows 10 to make Windows 10 the right operating system for musicians. And one of the things that we've done, which I think is most important, is we've reduced audio latency significantly. So you can write applications now that have really low audio latency, meaning if they touch the screen and you hear audio output, there is a very small number of milliseconds between when you touch and when you hear it. Or when you're processing with a microphone, you know, from when you speak to when you hear the processed version of it is again very short. On Surface Pro 3 with the drivers, which this isn't all available just yet, but will be available around the release, with Surface Pro 3 native drivers directly on the machine, we're getting round trip audio latency of around 10 milliseconds, which is really good. That's the number that we were targeting. We're getting similar response from other devices, and this is something we're gonna roll out across all the different devices that Windows supports. The other thing that we added in is the ability to use that low latency audio and the APIs around it from C# and Visual Basic, right? So you're gonna talk about some web audio stuff, so I won't touch that, but you can now create applications that generate audio on the fly or load samples and play them back with very low audio latency and do that all from .NET languages. And the way that you select the audio latency is, you see up here it says quantum size selection mode, lowest latency. That means the Windows will provide to you the lowest possible latency that the devices in that audio graph support. And so this is a demo that I put together for Build, which does some basic drumming stuff, right? And I wanted to do this even though it's short because I'm in a club, so of course I'm gonna try to hit the drums here. Oh, it's going through speakers instead of, is that? Sorry. Let's try one more time. That was anticlimactic. Let's try this one more time. Real quick. Here we go. I gotta be able to hit the bass. That's sort of anticlimactic. As you can tell, we've had some weird technical difficulties.
You unplug it and plug it again.
Oh, there we go. So do that. Thank you.
The power of the web.
Yes. All right. So here's a switch gears. So you can tell it plays very fast. Thank you to David. And the code in here to load the samples is very short. So all you need to do to load them is we have built-in code to load samples supported by any of the codecs that are supported in Windows 10. And again, we make it possible for you to generate audio on the fly. And the reason I wanted to show this to you, besides the fact that we're in a club, is because this is an area that doesn't have a lot of applications in Windows. I worked with ImageLine to make FL Studio Groove come to the store. I worked with Jordan Rudis on MorphWiz, and we've worked with some other companies, but there aren't a lot of those applications. So this is a place where you can make cool applications for audio and music creation, get them in the store, and hopefully make a little money. So thank you.